This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
A few years ago, the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Michael Curry, kicked off a national campaign called the Jesus Movement. The slogan that came out of that campaign was, "God is love." When you're wondering if something is coming from God, just look for love. Because if it's not about love, it's not about God. If it's not about love, it's not about God. My friends, tonight is all about love. Everything you are experiencing tonight is about the incarnate love of God. It's a liturgical love manifestation. If that sounds made up, it is. I made it up. Let me break it down for you. There are three parts or three acts to today's liturgy. The first, and probably the most important, is from where Maundy Thursday gets its name. It's the commandment, not a request, not a suggestion, and definitely not an option. If we are to follow Christ, if we are to be his disciples, we are to love one another. The gospel lesson for tonight is taken from John's gospel, from what's known as the farewell discourse. It starts in the middle of chapter 13 and goes all the way to chapter 17. In that farewell discourse, Jesus speaks the word love 31 times. In these final hours before his death, the word love will ring repeatedly, an echo of the moment when Jesus rose from the River Jordan with the waters of baptism dripping from him and heard himself named the Beloved. This night, he will give this word to his friends, passing along to them the love he received at the moment he needed it most, when he first started his ministry that would lead him to this place tonight. But Jesus does not begin there. As he works to convey what he most wants his companions to know, he does not start with spoken words. Instead, he takes a towel, a basin, water. He begins to wash the feet of his friends. The drenching itself, another echo of his baptism and the naming of him as Beloved. Perhaps more than anything, Jesus could say this night. He goes on to say quite a lot as he opens his heart at the table. This washing speaks to the hearts of his disciples. In this sacramental gesture, we see Jesus's vocabulary in action. We see the word made flesh, a liturgical love manifestation. The love that Jesus enacts and speaks this night is an extraordinary gift and grace. But as the disciples will hear Jesus say at the table, such a grace is not reserved solely for them. They are to pass this gift along, to enact his word, to live this word, to give flesh to the world in this world. For I have set an example, Jesus tells them, as he returns to the table after washing their feet, that you also should do as I have done to you. This is my commandment, Jesus will say to them a little later, as they linger at the table, that you love one another as I have loved you. Incarnate God, God in human form, the Messiah, the King of Kings, gets down on his knees and humbly washes his disciples' feet. I have to say that besides the Easter Vigil service, which is traditionally celebrated on the eve of Holy Saturday, this service is by far one of the most beautiful services of the church year. This night and the next 3 days are the most important days of the church year because they draw us deeply into the heart of the biblical story. They draw us deeper into God's love, into the very heart of God. And it's on this night, before the Lord is betrayed and handed over, he hands himself over to his disciples and to us in this simple act of love and service. There's a second act. Just as Jesus broke bread and drank wine with those closest to him, we will also get a chance to break bread together. As a reminder, a remembrance, that bread must be broken before it can be shared. Just as Jesus had to be broken on the cross so he can share himself with us, for it is in his brokenness that we are brought together with each other. And then our third and final act on this night is to strip the altar from all its grandeur and from its vestments. Just as Jesus was stripped of his robe in great humility, so our altar is laid bare. We will wash the altar clean as we prepare it for Good Friday and prepare Christ to be laid in the tomb. On this night, the night before he died, Jesus reminds us again that our commission, our call, our command is to be a people of love. Loving one another is probably the most difficult of the commands. It means that we have to first learn to love ourselves, see ourselves worthy of accepting, giving, and sharing in that same love. Jesus not only spoke kind words and did great deeds, he comforted and healed and gave hope for a brighter future. He embodied love. And we are called to do the same. Our world cries out to see the face of Jesus, to walk the way of love, to experience a church that not only preaches love, but demonstrates it day in and day out. The liturgy of Maundy Thursday reminds us again of the love our Lord has for us. The institution of the sacrament of his body and blood, the forgiveness of sins, the foot washing, the stripping of the altar. All of these acts ask us to remember Jesus' great love for us, and our response must be to love each other in return. All the liturgical movements in tonight's service points us towards love, points us towards God's overflowing, abundant, selfless, liberating, all-encompassing, and redeeming love. Because if it's not about love, it's not about God. So listen, watch, and most importantly, do. Just as I have loved and been broken for you, you also should love one another. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.